Hello.
Welcome back to Ellie's Book Nook.
Yeah. Who are you?
I'm Ellie.
And I'm Mommy. What are we going to read today, Ellie?
We're going to be reading Cinderella.
Cinderella. Oh, she's such a wonderful princess. Do you like Cinderella?
Yes.
What do you like about her?
I like the little sleeves on her.
She does have a beautiful blue dress at the end, right?
Yeah, but I really like her sleeves poofed up.
Yeah. It's a nice dress. Shall we read it?
Yes.
Yes. And we are going to put a link in the description of this book. This book is kind of cool. On the one side is Cinderella. And if you flip it over, it's Beauty and the Beast. Today, we're going to read the Cinderella side. So, like I said, there is a link in the description if you'd like to get the book and follow along with us. Shall we read? Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes. It says Cinderella retold by Laura Bergen. So Cinderella was the movie, and it was a story even before the movie. But this version of Cinderella was written by Laura Bergen. Once upon a time, there lived a lovely girl named Cinderella. She was kind and cheerful, but her life was very hard. Her cruel stepmother, Lady Tremaine, and stepsisters, Anastasia and Drizella, filled her days with chores of every kind and without a please. Or thank you. They kept her dressed in rags and forced her to sleep in the cold attic room. One day, Cinderella's life changed when an invitation from the palace was delivered. There was to be a great ball held that very evening in honor of the prince, and every eligible maiden in the land was to attend. "Why, that means I can go too!" exclaimed Cinderella. "Well, I see no reason why you can't go," her stepmother replied, "if you get all of your work done, and if you can find something suitable to wear." "Oh, I'm sure I can," said Cinderella excitedly. Cinderella hurried to her attic room and opened an old trunk. Inside it was a long pink gown that had belonged to her mother. "It's a little old-fashioned," she said to her animal friends, "but I'll fix that." Suddenly, a nagging voice called from downstairs. "Cinderella!" "I guess my dress will have to wait," she said with a sigh. Cinderella's stepmother and stepsisters did everything they could to keep her busy for the rest of the day. There was not a floor she wasn't made to polish or an object she wasn't made to dust. She was even forced to redo chores she had already done. Fortunately for Cinderella, she had made good friends with the mice, who shared the attic with her. While she worked, they scurried about the house looking for old beads and tossed away sashes so they could turn an old dress into a lovely, fashionable gown. After her long day, Cinderella climbed the stairs to her room. Imagine her surprise when she opened the door and found the newly designed dress. She quickly slipped it on and hurried to catch her stepfamily as they left for the ball. Her stepsisters were jealous as soon as they saw her. "Why, those are my beads," Drizella cried, ripping the necklace from Cinderella's neck. Even though the stepsister had thrown away those beads that very morning. "And that's my sash," screeched Anastasia, yanking the old ribbon from Cinderella's waist. In a rage, they tore Cinderella's dress to shreds and then left for the ball. That's kind of sad, right? Heartbroken, Cinderella ran, sobbing, to the garden. All of a sudden, her fairy godmother appeared by her side. "Dry those tears," she said. "You can't go to the ball looking like that." With a wave of her magic wand, she transformed Cinderella's rags into a gown so fine and silvery blue it shimmered in the moonlight. And along with it, two dainty glass slippers appeared on Cinderella's feet. "On the stroke of 12, her fairy godmother warned, "this spell will be broken and everything will be as it was." Without a doubt, Cinderella was by far the loveliest girl that the prince had ever seen. And from the moment she arrived at the ball, he never left her side. They danced every dance together, then went strolling in the moonlight. Before Cinderella knew it, the palace clock was striking 12. Remembering her fairy godmother's warning, she dashed off before the prince could even ask her name. So fast, in fact, that she left behind one of her glass slippers. As soon as the prince found the slipper, he swore he'd marry none other than the girl who fit into it. A search was declared throughout the kingdom, and though the stepmother and stepsisters did everything they could to stop it, the prince soon found his true love and Cinderella found hers. Together they lived
happily ever after.
Oh, how magical. They lived happily ever after together in the palace. Did you like that book?
Yes.
So fun. Cinderella is a lovely story. I like Cinderella because she works really hard. She's pretty determined. She's brave to stand up for herself. And she has like a little collection of friends that help her do things around the house. I think that's nice. Would you like to have a little collection of animal friends?
Yes.
What kind of animals would you have?
I would have a horse.
Oh.
Two horses.
Two.
And three bunnies and four guinea pigs and 20 weenie dogs.
I love this. Well, thank you so much for reading along. If you would like to support us in reading more, feel free to find one of the links in the description. And if you have a book that you'd like us to read, we would love to read it. So let us know in the comments your favorite book and what you'd like us to read, and we will try our very best. What do we say to our friends today, Ellie?
Thank you.
Thank you, and goodbye.